first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Amy McElroy takes flight into a dancer's mind.
After rehearsal, our four legs would stretch on mildewed tiles of the fine arts dorm's bathroom floor, endless dialogue spilling into the early mornings. Delicately, during my first months on the pill, she redirected my whirling demons into the cathartic struggle of theatrical character, Agnes of God. Like one strand of a double helix, her life after college mirrored mine, with marriage, children, then wandered away as she directed play after play, with aerial dancers spinning upside down in her dreams, scaling walls, and she leapt across universities, finally, to chair a department of dance. On her Facebook picture, I still see the crooked ponytail, which she rearranged like a breath in the creative process. During our rare phone calls, I still hear the loud, heady laughter she's always hidden behind. She buys respect as a director and choreographer with her own brand of kind naivete. Even with a cast in disarray, she half squeals, with flexed eyebrow and smirking smile, "All right, you guys," hands on broad, cocked hips. I saw the transformation once. As all the cackling fun dissolved, she pulled on Clark Kent reading glasses, drawing in all that she had expended to let magic stir within her. She struggles through life's puzzle pieces, the sudden numbing ache of betrayal, the flowing heart rush of a child's scribbled love note, and the slow sewing up of forgiveness by spinning the human form.
Amy McElroy is a writer and yoga instructor. If you have a piece you'd like to share, send your 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Mead Fisher and Lori Korn.